We'll talk a little bit about the work that I did as a postdoc at Ohio State University, and the title of my presentation is Changes in Soil Carbon and Nutrient Concentrations Along a Clone Sequence of Poplar Plantations in the Columbia Plateau of Oregon. And this is a list of people that have contributed to this work, and I would like to acknowledge in particular Sandy Jones at Ohio State University, James Seaton at from the Potlatch Corporation, and Michael Ebinger from Los Alamos National Lab. And the focus of my presentation is on soil carbon change with conversion of agricultural land to poplar plantations. And the literature about land use comparison and conversion of agricultural land to poplar plantation, it is reported that typically there is a decrease in soil carbon content at plantation establishment, and that this decrease is generally followed by a recovery in soil carbon after at least 10 years or even more. And there are at this time several studies that have looked at soil carbon under poplar plantations, and one general finding is that there is a high variability in the rate of accumulation or rate of soil carbon change. And when a positive change is found, generally a reasonable range of soil carbon accumulation is between 0 and 1.6 megagrams per hectare per year. And several studies, for example done by Coleman and others, and DeGriesen and others in north central United States and Michigan, typically, I found that under 6 to 15 years old the poplar plantation, there was not really a significant increase in soil carbon following plantation. And however, there are indeed some reports that did find that there is a significant increase in soil carbon with conversion to poplar plantation. For example, in a study done by Hansen in 1993, under 12 to 18 year old poplar plantations in the north central United States, he found that after an initial sort of soil carbon loss, there is a recovery, and he estimated a rate of about 1.6 megagrams per hectare per year. And my work, basically I did a similar type of land use comparisons, and I did my work in the Columbia Plateau of Oregon, near the border between Washington State and Oregon, and basically all my research plots were located in a poplar farm owned and operated by the Potlatch Corporation, and basically I compared the desert lands to agricultural lands and the poplar stands of different ages. This is the triangles in this map represent the desert lands here at the margin of the poplar poplar farm. The circles represent the agricultural land. They have a circular form because they are fields that are irrigated with a center pivot irrigation system. And these square and rectangles represent the poplar stands at different ages. And one point to keep in mind for the rest of my presentation is that the stands from age 1 year to age through age 4 years were in a second rotation cycle. Instead, ages 7 through 10 years were in a first rotation. And this is an example of one of the desert lands that I sampled at the margin of the poplar farm. And in the background, you can see this green area are the agricultural lands irrigated. And basically, all my research plots were on the same soil type of the Quincy soil series, which is an anthosoil. Basically, it's the typical soil profile is a shallow bay surface horizon, and the subsurface horizon are basically sea horizon composed primarily of sand and silt material. And this is an example of one of the agricultural lands that I sampled quite intensively. And you can see in the background here, There is a center pivot irrigation system, and the agricultural field that I sampled were previously cultivated to potatoes, and I sampled these fields about 3 months after the potato harvest, and the potatoes are basically are harvested using a machinery that scoops up the potato and does loosen a little bit the soil at the surface. And this is an example of one of the poplar stems that was in a second rotation. And basically, all these poplar stems are irrigated and fertilized using a drip irrigation system. You can see these black tubes that, and there is a huge amount of black tubes that run along each field, and the water is pumped through a central pump located in the center of this large field, and basically the stands that were in a second rotation received this wood material as a sort of mulch application that is derived from the on-site operation site, such as the barking, the limbering, and chipping. And this is an example of another stand in a first rotation. All the poplar stands in a first rotation were pruned at 4 different times, and the slash material was is typically left on site, again as a sort of mulch application. And for my research, basically I collected soil samples at quite intensively at 3 depth increments, 0 to 10, 10 to 30, and 30 to 50 centimeter depths, and combined these soil analysis with some analysis regarding the biomass partitioning. Basically I measured soil bulk density with the core method, particle size analysis with the pipette method, carbon and nitrogen with the by dry combustion, and calcite neuromite concentration using the gasimetric method, and I expressed the carbon mass in calcite and dolomite as a soil inorganic carbon, and exchangeable cations using the ammonium acetate pH 7 method, acidity with the barium chloride method, and then I also I estimated 3 biomass carbon production and partitioning using based on destructive sampling and one specific allometric equation. This research, basically I used the bulk density data to compute the soil carbon pool or contents, and bulk density was generally homogeneous under the plantations, the first rotation stands 7 to 10 and then second rotations 1 through 4, and was slightly lower at the surface in the agricultural land due to the potato harvest that I mentioned before. And usually sand was in the desert land plots, sand was the sand content was the highest and clay the lowest. And bulk density had the decreasing pattern in the 10 to 30 centimeter depth, and basically the second rotation stands 1 through 4 years were significantly higher than the first rotation stands. And along this grown sequence, total carbon showed a increasing trend within the first rotation plantations and also within the second rotation plantations. But basically, the difference was that there was a significant difference comparing the second rotation stands, 1 through 4, to the first rotation stands, 7 to 9, at 0.1 significant level. So there was not really a large difference. Instead, for soil inorganic carbon, there was a clear decreasing pattern from the desert land to the 4-year-old poplar stands. Inorganic carbon was about 2.6 under the desert land and 0.8 in the 4-year-old poplar plantation, and was also lowest in the agricultural land. And basically these patterns are due to the amount of water that percolated through the soil profile in these plots. Basically the plot that received the largest amount of water through the years had the lowest amount of inorganic carbon, and this is a pattern related to primarily to calcite dissolution. Calcite was the highest in the desert land and lowest in the 4-year-old poplar stands and also in the agricultural land. And soil inorganic carbon had a similar pattern in the deeper depth, 10 to 30 centimeter depth, and high in the desert land and lower in the second rotation plantations and also in the agricultural land. And again, this pattern was related to the dissolution of calcite along the soil profile. And in here, basically, I'm comparing the soil total carbon pool to the soil inorganic carbon pool. And as I mentioned before, within the first rotation, 7 to 10 years, soil carbon had a sort of increasing trend, and the same was found for the second rotation, 1 through 4. In the surface, if you look at the black bars, there is sort of an increase, but that was not clearly significant. And if we just consider, for example, just the 30 to 50 centimeter depth, the red bars, and we sort of compute an average of these red bars just across the plantations, soil total carbon is about 6 megagrams here for the deeper depth at 30 to 50 centimeter depth. And also, we do the same for soil inorganic carbon. We see the red bars are about 6-7 megagrams across plantation on average. So basically, these two measurements in the deeper depth, depth tend to coincide, indicating that the amount of carbon in the deeper layer is primarily inorganic rather than organic. And in this plot, basically, I have combined the soil carbon data with the biomass carbon estimations, and sort to project the different carbon components at different standages from age 0 to age 11. And basically, as I mentioned before, this increase in soil carbon was primarily due to the plant residue application that is commonly named hog fuel material. And also because of this type of management, the forest floor was an important and significant carbon sink. In particular, in this environment where the forest floor decomposition occurs relatively slowly because of the dry climate. And other patterns that I found in along this chronosequence was that like pH and calcium had a similar decreasing trend from the desert land to the 4-year-old poplar plantations. pH was highest in the desert land and decreases from the first to the second rotation stands. And calcium was had a similar behavior. And instead, acidity tended to be the opposite. It was, for example, it was acidity was the highest in the agricultural land, where pH was the lowest, indicating that basically in the agricultural land, the soil was acidified through the use of ammonium form of fertilizer, such as ammonium nitrate. And what I found also, magnesium was generally higher in the under the poplar stands compared to the desert land. And similar patterns were observed in the 10 to 30 centimeter depth. Basically, pH decreases with from the desert land to the first rotation and second rotation stands. And again, acidity was the highest in the agricultural land because of the use of ammonium nitrate. And again, magnesium was generally higher in the under plantations, and also potassium had a sort of increasing trend within the first rotation stands, and was generally higher if we compare the plantation to the agricultural land. And basically, based on these data, during the first 10 years of plantation management, nearly all carbon had accumulated in the above ground biomass, forest floor, and roots, and the increase that observed in the mineral soil carbon pool was primarily due to the application of that hog fuel material as a mulch treatment, and that the accumulation or dissolution of carbonate minerals along this type of system was driven primarily by the combined effect of irrigation water and the vegetation cover, probably through production of organic acids that might help the dissolution of these type of minerals. And then the greater base contents under the poplar plantations compared either to the desert land or agricultural land suggest that increasing the amount of soil organic matter causes also a greater availability of these exchangeable bases. And if you have any question. Only the center pivot irrigation system are lined periodically, I would guess every 5 years when the pH is really low, but not in the poplar plantation. I think the poplar plantation was lined probably about 15 years previously, but I didn't have an extra historic record, only that the poplar stands were planted on the same in a farm that used to, it was managed like the center pivot that I used there for comparison.
What's the, is it a, do you have a groundwater source for your center pivot?
They take the water from the Columbia River, and almost all the energy produced in that area is hydropower, and they told me that the amount of water that they use for irrigation that poplar farm is relatively small compared to what is available in that region from the Columbia River.
My question was more about the chemistry of the irrigation
water. It's rich in calcium, and there's a pH of ranging between 5 and 7, 8. Yes. I studied the plantations that were of the same clone, and they were basically, I couldn't really find out the exact amount of fertilizer that has been used, because the combined irrigation fertilization is based on the soil moisture data that basically in this farm they monitor periodically the soil moisture, and then there is everything is sort of computerized, and the amount of irrigation is a function of the actual conditions and the prediction for the near weeks or months. So it was probably impossible to find out exactly the amount of fertilizer that was applied. I think they also use they also have micronutrients in addition to NPK, and certainly in that area there is a lot of nitrogen. There is all the water is contaminated with nitrogen, even the groundwater, and in those poplar plantation they use NPK and also some micronutrients. Now I don't remember exactly the name of the this type of fertilizer that they use.